So the New Hampshire primary is today, and there's been a flurry of news going on with what's happening up there and the candidates and watching them do their little rallies and so forth. But the first little village already had their vote. This Dixville Notch in New Hampshire is a small village, and they always want to be the very first ones in their state to cast their ballots. So at midnight, they cast their ballots, and it ended up in a tie between Romney and Huntsman. And coming in second with only, and they each got, I should say, that there's nine people who voted in this little village. And Romney and Huntsman each got two votes, and Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul each got one vote. Interestingly, the Democrats, Barack Obama, got three votes. So I thought that was a little tidbit of information coming out of New Hampshire already. And that kind of makes me think about my predictions that I made last night. I think I said that Romney would come in first in New Hampshire, and I actually still think that. I think he will be first when all the votes are counted. But coming in second, I'm going to predict that John Huntsman's going to come in second place. And third place, I think it's going to be Ron Paul. I think the others are going to trickle down fourth, fifth, and sixth without very many votes at all, or percentage, or however they do it. So my prediction is Romney, then Huntsman, then Paul. And we'll see how my prediction goes. I always get a little crazy around election time because I follow the results of the caucuses and primaries, and I try to watch the debates. Sometimes I get very frustrated watching those debates, but the whole thing becomes very historic to me because I like to, I'm interested in it, and I want to see what happens because I really want Barack Obama to be reelected. And I know there are people in the community who are not very happy with the results of the last 3 years from Barack Obama, but I'm fine with it. He's had his moments, and there are areas he needs to work, but I'm fine with him and with his results. And I really would not want to have a Republican in office. So even if I'm upset with Obama's results in the slightest way, I still would prefer to have him president than any Republican. So I'm recording this now at 7:21 p.m. Eastern time, and there haven't been no results released yet because the polls just closed a couple minutes ago. So I don't expect to hear anything until probably 8 o'clock or so. That's why I feel safe making my prediction the way I did. I haven't seen anything on the news about any results yet anyway. So that is my little update on the New Hampshire primary. Next on my list, because I'm going to follow a list, because I wrote down a few things yesterday for yesterday's podcast and totally forgot one, so I'm going to stick to my list. Next on my list was Tim Tebow. I'm sure most of you know who Tim Tebow is. He's the quarterback, I believe, for the Denver Broncos, and Sunday night he, in overtime, threw an amazing pass that his receiver ran for like 80 yards and got a touchdown, blah, blah, blah. The whole thing is that I don't like how he reacts to his success on the football field, where he, he relies on a god to control the outcome of his talent, when clearly that is not the case. You can either do it or you can't, and it's not, I don't believe, it's tied to a religion or a god, and it irks me every time I see him get down on his knee and put his elbow up and he does the Tebow. And it just drives me crazy when other people do it too, because I'm like, you all are a bunch of idiots if you think, one, if there's a god, that he's got time to deal with you winning a football game or someone winning an award like an Oscar or a Grammy or whatever. If there was a god, don't you think he's going to spend his time working on the poor and the hungry and all the children and who are experiencing famine over in Africa? I mean, that's awfully arrogant of you to think that your god has time to make sure that you throw a winning pass or a touchdown pass. It's very arrogant. And that's the way I see this whole Tim Tebow thing. You know, it was a while ago. I think it was last year when, or no, it was maybe it was during the election cycle, 3 years ago, when he and his mom were all, you know, against abortion and all that, and made an ad or whatever. I don't remember exactly when it was, but just, you know, and I know I need to do a podcast someday and discuss my religion and what how I feel about it, but. Displaying your religion like that, I think religion is a private thing, but displaying it and being arrogant enough to think that it had something to do with your success is just crazy. And that's pretty much all I'm going to say about that. I think most people who listen to this podcast know how I feel about that kind of crap. And that I'm not going to say, I'm going to try not to say bad words on here. But anyway, moving on. The last thing on my list, which I forgot to talk about yesterday, was the snow. Here in the Northern Virginia and DC area, we got some snow yesterday. It started around noon and ended around, I don't know, 7 p.m. or something. And depending on where you were in the area, or where you are in the area, you got anywhere from a half an inch to about 3 inches. In my area, we got about 1.5 inches, but mostly it stayed on the grass and in the trees. You know, like on the branches and stuff. It was this kind of heavy, thick snow that was that sticks to the tree branches, and it's very pretty, but none of it stuck on the roads, so there was no delays this morning or even traffic problems. It was pretty dry by the morning, but the snow stayed around on the grass until the sun came out, and then that melted it. But anyway, when I got home from work yesterday, I got my iPhone out and shot about 30 seconds of video talking about the snow and how it was sitting in the trees and how pretty it looked. And I posted it on my YouTube channel or whatever, but I'm going to post it on the on my website with this podcast. So if you want to see a quick 30-second video of the very first snow of 2012 in my area, check it out. As I said, it's only like 30 seconds long. Maybe it's 33 seconds. I don't remember exactly how long. But I'm just going to post the, you know, embed the YouTube link to it, and people we can play it right there in on the page. Anyway, I am sticking to my lists, and that is all I have for today. But I do plan to be back tomorrow to talk about the results of the New Hampshire primary, and look forward to South Carolina because I think South Carolina is going to be much different. I think Gingrich has a better chance of placing higher in South Carolina than Romney, but we will talk about that at another time. So I'm going to create my list for tomorrow night's podcast, and it will start with the New Hampshire primary. So that is all I have for today. Until next time, bye.